Florida has been a hotspot in the U.S. for COVID cases, with both infections and hospitalizations rising over the past few weeks amid the spread of the Delta variant. We're joined now by Fort Lauderdale Mayor Dean Trentalis for the latest. And Mayor, thank you so much for joining us. Do you want to ask just really quickly about the latest on the COVID situation in your area and what the city specifically is doing to try to bring down these cases as we're seeing these hospitalizations continue to rise?
Well, unfortunately, Florida is a hotspot here in the nation. One out of every five new cases is in Florida. It's really difficult to have to deal with that because it impacts so many people. It impacts school children. It impacts our hospitality business. It impacts people just coming to and from work because the message of getting vaccinated just doesn't seem to penetrate the culture here. In Broward County in particular, just over 50% of the people are actually vaccinated fully. So what's the message we have to make? You know, what do we have to say to convince people that vaccination is the way out of this pandemic? We're looking for ways. We're trying to work with the governor's office. We're trying to work with our county government. And we're all working, it seems, at cross purposes. The governor has a different message, has a different agenda. We're here in Broward and Fort Lauderdale. We are doing our best to try to ensure the safety of people by insisting on masks, trying to get more and more people to get vaccinated, and certainly add to the testing regimen of everybody's daily routine.
You know, what do you think Governor DeSantis is trying to achieve in this showdown with civic leaders, some of whom are Republicans, some of whom are Democrats? What is his ultimate goal?
You would have to ask him. All I know is that as I listen to the folks around the country, those in the medical community, they're insisting that masks are an important deterrent to the spread of the disease and that vaccinations are clearly the best choice in terms of you know, whether or not this disease is going to ever achieve the herd immunity that we're hoping to achieve. Now, keep in mind that it's not just older people that are getting this disease. We just had a recent death in our own police department, 27-year-old young woman with a newborn child, a new husband, and tomorrow is her funeral, 27 years old, not vaccinated. We cannot tolerate this as a community, as a society, knowing that there's a possible cure out there and then to ignore it. It's just playing Russian roulette with our society.
And Broward County, which includes Fort Lauderdale, has been one of those counties to implement a mask mandate for schools, again, despite the order from the state calling for masks to be optional. I'm wondering how that discrepancy between that local and state government mandates has really confounded the efforts by Fort Lauderdale and by Broward County to try and stem the spread of COVID.
Well, we actually believe that the path that the school board has taken is the correct path. And there's been a lot of saber rattling up in Tallahassee and a lot of good trouble that the local folks are getting into. But the reality is we have a public to protect. Government's sole purpose is to protect the citizens. And if we fail in that, then we failed in our responsibility. The school board made the right decision. The school board is now being assisted by the federal government in any way that it can to shore up any of the resources that might be denied it as a result of the state trying to take some sort of action against it. The Miami-Dade School Board just voted yesterday to also require masks. And guess what? Out of over 260,000 students here in Broward County, yesterday they received only 190 requests for medical waivers for kids not to have to wear masks. So people are willing to do it. There's no problem with it. And so if there's an ultimate political agenda trying to appeal to some sort of, you know, outlier group thinking that's going to advance a person politically, I just think that they're misjudging what people really want. And I think that it's okay to step back. It's okay to say, all right, maybe we should change course. No one's going to blame anybody for doing the wrong thing because, look, in government, we don't always make the right choices. But we do know that if we do make a wrong choice, we need to live by it. And we need to accept the wrong choice and try to do the right thing. And I think that, you know, I'd ask the governor to rethink his agenda and try to work with all the local communities in trying to keep people safe here.
Does the governor have a regular phone call, group phone call with the mayors or with the county leaders for an update on the situation and a behind the scenes discussion, not the one that we all scream about, you know, in news media story?
I have not been invited to any of those group calls. I don't think they exist. I think the governor is speaking with people within his own party. And I think he's speaking with certain people that may be advising him about his political choices. But I really think this is beyond politics. We have to follow the science. We've talked about that since day one. Last year in March, we closed our beaches to spring break because that was the science back then. Avoid close contact with people. Try to get people out of, you know, cramped quarters in these hotel rooms with all these kids who are visiting our state. But we've since learned there are other ways to deal with it. And so our beaches are open, our hotels are open. You know, our destination of Fort Lauderdale is a great place to come and still be safe. So because we've learned from the science, we've learned from the scientists on how better to deal with this disease. And the best way to deal with it is to get vaccinated. So we have free vaccination sites all over the city. We even started pop-up sites in places that we find that the vaccination rate is least utilized. For example, in many of our churches, especially some of our fundamentalist folks who seem to have an aversion to this vaccine, we're going to their pastors and setting up pop-up vaccination sites at their churches.
Right.
We're going to African-American communities, setting up pop-up vaccination sites, asking their pastors to spread the word, to preach the word, to say that vaccinations are the right thing to do. But we're doing it without fanfare. We're doing it on a community by community basis, but we're getting it done.
Right.
We're also getting people off the streets. Our homeless population, we're vaccinating all of those folks, making sure that
you brought
safe
up
as well.
You brought up spring break, and I have fond memories. And when I was in high school, sneaking into bars underage, which I shouldn't have done, but that was 40 years ago. Please don't send the cops after me, growing up in South Florida. Is the business community reaching out to the governor to say, hey, what is going on here? Because it is a crucial part of the economy, spring break.
I know the business community is reaching out to the governor. But again, you know, everyone tries to test their political wins. And I guess that seems to think that he's on the right track. Even though the polls suggest otherwise, the polls are showing that the governor is losing favoritism week after week. We don't want that to happen because who ultimately suffers is the people. And the people need to know that their government leaders are doing the right thing for the right reasons. So all I say is let's gather together, you know, governor, senators, mayors, let's do the right thing. Let's get vaccinated. Let's wear masks. I know most of the kids under the age of 12 cannot get vaccinated. Let's find a way to get a vaccine for them. Hey, when I grew up, I had a polio vaccine when I was a child, you know. So vaccines are available and can be made available for children. You know, just think if we had the same culture back then that we have now about the polio vaccine. We see a lot of people suffering from polio today who refuse to get that vaccine. But instead, we eradicated it. We eradicated smallpox. We eradicated so many diseases because of we followed the science. So that's what we need to do today. I cannot imagine another death in our community because someone failed to get a vaccine. It's wrong. And people need to understand that. And people need to just say, I'm going to do it. Let's get it done today. And let's protect myself, my kids, my spouse, and my fellow workers, all of that. Have you been vaccinated?
Absolutely. It's great advice. Thank you, Mayor.
All right. And I have as well. And thank you so much, Dean Trentalis, Mayor of Fort Lauderdale. Thank you again for joining us.